to the third part series of Get Ready to Be Ready with Azu Denton, CEO of Omni Analytics, an Arkansas-based company, and our wonderful Zoe Labate with Italy America Chamber of Commerce South Central as a co-host. I'd like to thank you both and welcome you to be here.
Denise, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be back.
Thank you, Denise and Zoe. I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. Well, we want to make sure that everybody is ready for U.S. market entry, so we're going to dive right in. Azu, why does demographics matter so much?
I'm going to give you three examples, consumer A, B, and C. Consumer A is a young professional. They're looking for cars, for example, at magazines. Consumer B is an empty nester, somebody that does not have children at home, so they're looking for a car that is comfortable. And then consumer three, three kids, so they're looking for something more practical. So you see how those three different demographic profiles will be choosing a different kind of car.
Using demographics, what are some of the most important gaps to fill when you're identifying your target market?
So when you're looking for the most important gaps to fill, what you're looking for is where is your most concentrated dollar opportunity? And there's ways to find this out. For example, we were talking about consumer A, B, and C, and each of those provide you with a different spend on how much they spend on the products that you're trying to sell and what percentage of the shoppers they make. So for example, you know, a small percentage of the shoppers can spend a larger percentage of the dollars. So you really need to focus on where you're targeting so that you can get the most out of that group of consumers.
What resources are available to companies to identify this information?
In the US, there's a lot of data and very reliable data. Some of the data comes from the retailers themselves. Other data you can purchase, companies like Nielsen, IRI, NPD, TV's World, Mintel. And there's some also free data that you can gather, like for example, the census data. So you can gather all this information about consumers, about shoppers, about the industry, about the outlook. All of that information is worthwhile to do your homework so that when you go to an international market, you're ready to win.
Wow, that's interesting. What retailers are winning and why?
So that's another decision that you need to make, an investigation that you need to make, where your products are going to be located. For example, your products need to go to a club like Costco or Sam's, it's going to be different in a different package than if you're going to sell it to Walmart, for example. So you really need to understand which retailers are winning, either both in stores and online, and why they're winning, and so that you can be a part of that. And, you know, it also deals with your packaging, your product itself. So you do need to really understand what retailer will be most aligned with your own strategies.
Azu, that seems to be a really key topic, and the point of the entire conversation is being able to identify where those products are going to go and what retailer they're going to go to. So in our previous talk, we talked a little bit about agents and what an agent can do. Is that something that an agent can do to help those foreign markets or importers that want to bring their product into the US? Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. That's part, so the agent works with the manufacturer to understand, you know, what are their desires? What is it that they want to do? And then pair them up with the right retailer, because not all products are going to succeed in every retailer. You really have to pick and choose to make the most impact. And, you know, again, when we were talking about the profiles, is where are those consumers at? Are they in a club environment or are they in a mass environment? So you really need to, the agent will help you get out what you really want and you desire, and then match that with the right retailer.
Azu, I think that's really a good bit of information, primarily because when we, all three of us, sit down and talk with importers, and we've had conversations ourselves as it relates to what the agent can do, that importer still needs to be able to do their homework to understand the market enough to have the conversation with the agent to help the agent better understand their vision for their product in the US market. Can you speak to that a little bit from some personal experiences?
Sure. Obviously the agent knows a lot about the US market, and the manufacturer knows a lot about their products. So the agent really it's a consultant. It's somebody that has all the experience in selling in the US that's going to make the most impact for your product. So there's a collaboration between manufacturer and agent to get to the best case scenario for the manufacturer, and it's a collaboration. They have to work together to get there, but obviously the agent, because has the information and the knowledge about the market, is going to provide be a consultant to the manufacturer so that they get the most out of the product when they land in the US.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Azu, what are some of the key takeaways?
So let's review the key takeaways. First and foremost, you need to know who your target consumer is. The way to do that is you have primary and secondary research that needs to be conducted. And there's a lot of data here in the US, both that you need to pay and also free. And you have to evaluate then what is the best consumer profile to go after. Then you need to choose which retailer is best suited for your products. And then lastly, you need to understand, seasonality of your products and ways to attract new consumers. So with all of this said, you can limit your risk and maximize your sales and profits.
Azu, that is a lot of information, and we really want to appreciate you. Zoe, thank you so much for supporting us and being here. I want to express my gratitude to both of you for the time and effort that you've put into pulling this all together. We want to let everyone know that we will be doing another series of Get Ready to Be Ready, so please look out for that. We're also going to be creating an accompanying PowerPoint video that looks at the main points from today's presentation with Zoe and Azu. In this video, this particular series, there will be more explanation on knowing your consumer. That information is going to help you make better decisions and better choices in understanding the demographics within your market. The World Trade Center Arkansas and the Italy America Chamber of Commerce South Central are here to help you with your trade needs. Get ready.